This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app. Welcome back, everyone. It's hour number two of the program. Joel Nelson now moves into the producer's chair. Thank you, Matt Harkins. Joel, take your number at 412-928-9370. It's also the number of the fan text line, which is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money for you. Fan Twitter is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. And you can hit them up at... Actually, that's not right. South Hills Kia. I got the two car dealerships messed up there. Sorry about that. Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. And our show, as you know, is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day at PNC Bank. Also, number one Cochran, ride in style and go one better at number one Cochran. Shenderovich, Shenderovich, and Fishman, they got your back, not your wallet. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call, Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg. Come see what everyone is talking about. We're talking about the Penguins, the Pirates specifically, because and the Final Four, too. This is a big weekend. We saw the women last night. If you have a thought on how Iowa won that game over UConn 71-69, there was a controversial offensive foul called on UConn late in that game, which kind of changed things. South Carolina won easily. South Carolina is undefeated. So tomorrow at 3, that's it. Iowa, South Carolina, a rematch of a Final Four game last year won by Iowa. So that's the women's side. On the men's side, NC State, DJ Burns. They're 9.5-point underdogs to Purdue and Zach Edey, the National Player of the Year. That's a lot of points, I think, for a team that's just been playing out of their minds. And then UConn, Alabama, which should be an interesting contrast of styles. Alabama is a high-scoring team, and they want to play a little bit more up-tempo. We'll see how that goes. As far as the Pirates are concerned, of course, we're talking about their loss yesterday, 6-2. But the good thing about that is Jared Jones looked very poised in his second outing. They got really run into with Grayson Rodriguez as a good young pitcher. They have so many good prospects in Baltimore, which produced 101 wins last year. The Pirates would love to duplicate that a little bit if they can do it with some of the young talent they have. And Paul Skeens, in case you missed it yesterday, 3 scoreless with Indy. So far in 2 outings down there, he has pitched 6 innings, 1 hit, no runs, 11 strikeouts. So that certainly bodes well. He should be up here by now, but you know what they're doing in terms of waiting for one extra year of control. And that's pretty much how that goes. Want to get your Masters take, too. If you have a take, let me know at 412-928-9370. All right, Joel Nelson, let's get to the phone lines. We have Linda Newcastle first up today. What's up, Linda, in hour number 2?
Hi, Bob. Good to talk to you. Hey, listen, my dark horses for the Masters, Brian Harman and Wyndham Clark, because they can putt, and I like their grit. I like their approach. So I like them, and obviously Kepka's going to be up there because he always is. And if Rory McIlroy can putt, he's going to win.
Number 2 in the world, but he's had his problems. I don't know if I'd consider Wyndham Clark a dark horse. Harman maybe, but he's also won a major. So those guys are – this is the hard thing about this, Linda, is there's so many guys capable of winning this thing. Tiger Woods is in the field. Phil Mickelson's in the field. I don't know what to expect from those guys. Not much from Tiger, to be honest, just because he's had so many issues that he's been dealing with. So, but there's so many young players right now, too. And also guys from the LIV Tour. You mentioned Koepka. What about Rahm's, the defending champion, Dustin Johnson? Very talented, could win the thing. So a lot of ways to go here on this one.
Exactly, and I would have a better sense, except that I haven't been following LIV. I haven't been watching them, so I don't know how they're doing. But I know just Koepka just keeps bringing it, so I always put them up there.
Yeah, I think Jordan Spieth's due to win one of these too. If you're going to mention a name that, you know, hasn't really done, you know, anything at the Masters in terms of winning, he would be one I'd look to as well. So that's going to be fascinating next week. Can't wait for it to happen. I have Lee Trevino up here. Do you have any question you want me to ask him? Coming up a little later at Nemecolon, we're having a big Q&A with him. And he's won six majors, so he knows a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, well, he's amazing. And I think I like his attitude. I like his spirit in the game. And I think that's probably helped him throughout his career.
No doubt. Linda, thank you. Appreciate the call from Newcastle, PA. Let's go to California, Pennsylvania. We have Guy on the line right now. Guy, welcome. What's going on?
Hey, Bob, these are crazy times. You know, there's an earthquake in New York. There's a total solar eclipse next week. And the Penguins somehow, after trading their premier winger, might make the playoffs. So it's I guess Malkin's been revised after his parents came to visit him. But, you know, when I look at the gold differential, I have to wonder how this team ever got themselves in this predicament. Look at the teams they're chasing. The Pens are +4. The Caps are -40. The Flyers are -19. And the Islanders are -25. And the other thing I can see is that 1-point games, the Penguins lost. And then you look at the Caps, those 1-point games, they actually won. And one more thing just about the game coming up this afternoon. You know, Kucherov, you said that, you know, you had mentioned that he's a good chance of winning the Ross Point Trophy, but for the points. But the MVP, the Hart Trophy, he should be – I mean, I know he's considered second, but it'll go to MacKinnon. And I'll be nice and say for the only reason that he's not Canadian, and I'll leave it at that. I just wonder what your thoughts were. I just wonder if he quit. If they do make the playoffs, they'll be shredded, but it won't matter because it gives the younger players experience for the playoff series, because that's a whole different set of games. And you bring a
Thanks,
whole
guy.
Skill set.
Yeah, it is. But I don't know if I'd use the term shredded. I think the Penguins, with all the experience they have and the way they're playing, you mentioned the goal differential. I think that's a very pertinent point, because they've been involved in a ton of games this year in which they've blown leads in the third period. Their power play has just not been productive. If they can somehow get that cranking for these last six and carry it into the playoffs, shredded is not the word I'd use. I think they could shred teams. I think they could win a playoff series, maybe more. Nothing would surprise me the way the NHL is set up in some of these teams. I'll say the same about the NBA. They're working on, you know, they have this interesting 7, 8, 9, 10 playoff to get the final two spots. It's so competitive. There's so many good teams. If you get hot at the right time, you can do tremendous things, and maybe they are. But again, it would not be possible without the total collapse of Philadelphia, which I thought would happen eventually. Not like this. They have a young team. They're kind of building toward the future, but the present was good, and then all of a sudden they've lost six in a row. Caps have lost six in a row. These are things I didn't expect to happen, and they've invited teams like the Penguins and Islanders back into it. Thanks, Guy, for the call. Let's go out to Ray in Whitehall, who joins us right now on the Bob Pompliano Show. What's up, Ray? What's going on?
How you doing? In regards to the Pirates lineup, I still would keep Jack Sawinski in the lineup, but I've seen enough of him over the last year when he only hit .220 with runners in scoring position that I don't have confidence of him in that spot. I would move him down, and I also think that while – having O'Neill Cruz in the first leadoff spot, like a lot of these other teams that put their best players nowadays with these analytical situations, the Pirates don't have the talent, the offense, like after Cruz, the power that some of these other teams have, like, for example, Trout, and then you have a lot of good hitters after him. And I think Cruz should be in the fourth or fifth spot. He's going to have to learn how to drive in runs. And I just don't have a lot of confidence the way it's set up, but I like the guys in there. Thanks.
All right, Ray, thank you. First of all, you can tinker around with these batting orders all you want. There was a time when the third spot was supposed to be your best hitter. Now it became the second and sometimes the first. I would like to see Henry Davis up a little higher in his order, and I would drop Sawinski down for the time being. But Jack Sawinski's been a power hitter, and he's done some good things that way. He's still a young player, too, so in terms of experience. So I'm not going to give up on any of these guys. I think it's just getting better as time goes on. Hopefully that'll apply to their pitchers, but I would move. The thing about Andrew McCutchen, who's terrific, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to But I don't know if he should be the everyday DH. You know, Connor Joe's been playing well. Andrew will get his share of hits, but he's one home run away from that 300 mark. He needs to get that. But, you know, in time, they have some other people who I think could, you know, help in that DH situation. Hopefully, you know, again, the meat of the order yesterday, as I mentioned, was 0-16. You ran into a really good pitcher in Grayson Rodriguez. If you haven't followed him, you should. He's going to be something special. So, you know, it's 6-2. They're 8 games in. A better start than most thought. Let's see how it develops. Jackson in Bloomfield is joining us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Jackson.
Hey, Bob. Just wanted to talk golf, go back to the Masters real quick. One, I don't know how you bet against Scheffler. I mean, he's playing so good. Obviously, his putting is always a question mark, but, I mean, he played terrible last week and almost won. I mean, I see him probably winning again this week if you're going to bet on anybody. I'd love to see Rory do it. I don't know what you think about him, and I'd like to hear what you think about Scheffler, but, I mean, Rory, you know, obviously wants to see him do it, but I can't get excited on it. He'll let me down again like he's done so many times in these majors. Also, just broadly, the quality of play on the PGA Tour this year, I mean, it's been not as good. you know, that obviously that, you know, opens up the whole can of worms, but Liv, and, you know, Liv's obviously terrible. But anyway, and if you have any thoughts on that. And then if you talk to Lee, I'd love to hear some local Pittsburgh golf stories, but I'm sure you're going to ask that anyway.
Oh, yeah, I have a whole list of things I'm going to get into. That's later tonight. He's actually over there right now at the Nemacolin Golf Academy giving tips to people. So I may have to utilize that time when I'm done here and go and get a few before we do this tonight. So, you know, listen, the LIV has a lot of good golfers on it. You don't see it because no one's watching it. It's on, you know, Facebook, and it's on the CW network, and people are just not going to be tuning into this. You know, they met, Jackson, I'm sure you're familiar, down at the Albany Club in the Bahamas. It was the head of the Saudi Public Fund, as well as Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jay Monahan had a meeting about trying to figure something out. I don't know what's come out of that, if anything ever will. But at some point, not just the majors, you want to see all these guys. You want to see the best players week to week to week. But I would disagree with you that I think this tour has had some pretty good young players step up. And guys who've had good stories, you may not know who they are, and they may not have the personalities that, you know, you see from some of the guys in the past, but they're very good golfers, and you better score if you're going to compete on this tour for sure. But another guy I wouldn't be surprised to see is Matsuyama. He's been playing well. He's a guy who can, you know, he's had success in majors, specifically this tournament. So that wouldn't surprise me at all to see him, you know, be in contention next week at the Masters. 412-928-93. Okay, I didn't know if you were there or not. So he's another guy. I wouldn't bet against him. There are too many guys to bet on here. You know, it's just really difficult to pick one. All right, Jackson, thanks. Let's move along to Tom in Oakmont. Tom joins us right now on the Fan Hotline. Hey, Tom, how are you?
Hey, Bob, pretty good. How you doing, bud?
Good, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, I don't want to bring something bad your way, but I saw a woodpecker today. I hope that isn't a sign of anything. But
well, hopefully he's not related to my woodpecker. I don't want anyone, any of those family members over here.
Well, you blew his head off, didn't you, with his shotgun? But no. Yeah. Hey, on Keller, I looked at his numbers, and not to worry. He does have consistency. He's consistently inconsistent, and you never know when he's going to like break out and carry the team for 2 months or something like that. So I don't think we have any worries with him. He just needs to you know, get in the space or in the zone or whatever, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. He had a really good first half of the season, not so much in the second half. If you remember, he's another one of these guys who did not have success right off the bat. I mean, it took him a while to figure it out. And I've never looked at him as an ace of a staff.
He's got talent, maybe
right now on this. Yeah, but he's a solid pitcher.
Yeah.
You know, when Skeens comes up here and does what he's supposed to do, then he becomes the immediate ace. And but Keller's and they've signed him, so he's going to be here for a while. And it's only two starts. People react so quickly to every start, every play. You know, game, whatever the case may be.
2 months at a time, so, you know, when he gets in gear.
Yeah. We'll see how it goes. Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Bob.
Appreciate the call. All right, you have a good day. Counselor is in the car right now, and he's on the Fan. Hey, Counselor.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
What's up, man?
And listen, I don't think that the Pirates should as the saying goes. If Bailey Falter has a bad outing this time, that would be it for me as far as him being in the starting rotation. I don't think they should try and push the issue. I'd rather see that left-hander that they use as a relief pitcher.
Yeah, Josh Fleming. I would, too. Yeah. I would, too.
You know, the other thing is...
Or even Ronzi Contreras. You know, he's in that road. He's in the bullpen right now, but he's really a starter. I mean, maybe you go back to him.
Yeah. And the other thing on the Penguins is, I agree with you. One out of two would be okay by me. One and one. I think Tampa's more likely that we might be able to get something there as far as 2 points is concerned. And the other thing is, I just saw this on my phone, and I can't believe it. This guy's, and I guess they just do it to make mark drafts. They have the Steelers trading Russell Wilson to the Oakland Raiders for a second-round pick. And then I don't know what they're going to do. Nobody, no other quarterback in the stable. They have.
First of all, you know, you hear these kind of speculation rumors all over the time. I'm not going to buy that. I think they're going to stick with what they have and add to it. They have Kyle Allen. They're going to draft a quarterback at some point. So they'll have four arms in their training camp. Whoever the fourth one is, I'm not sure at this point. I don't think they bring – Russell Wilson's looking for a home here now, too, and I know that he's not going to just buy a house if he didn't think he was going to be in the mix.
Right. I didn't think that was a very good – I guess they just make up stuff to
– Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what specifically you're referring to. What I'm saying is that you'll hear a lot of speculation about a lot of different things. To me, you should just, you know, kind of look at it with caution and say, okay, well, you know, there's a lot of stuff out there. Some of these accounts – I don't know if they have the cachet that others do, but whatever the case, they're gonna go with. I can't see a scenario in the, if Russell Wilson is here during training camp and in the preseason games, I don't think he's gonna play enough or do enough to lose a job. I think Fields could push the envelope. Certainly, he's got a lot of talent, and eventually, he may be the guy you want to sign now for the future. But I don't think I'd see anything beyond that right now.
Right.
I hope you didn't crash your car, Counselor. I heard a lot of – thanks. I hope you didn't crash anything there. It didn't sound so good. Steve and Latrobe, before we go to a break. Hey, Steve, what's going on?
Hey, Pop, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, man. Hey, real quick, before I get into my call, I just wanted to let yourself, Starkey, Alexander, Zeiss, you guys ever get up here for training camp and bring your clubs, you have an open invitation to play some golf and have a few adult beverages at Mr. Palmer's Country Club with me.
I love that place, Latrobe Country Club, and all the Arnie paraphernalia. That's a special place. I'll definitely take you up on that, Steve, for sure. I'm sure the other guys will, too.
Yeah, I would like to see Starkey one of his little Tourette's outbreaks. That would be worth the price of admission. but what I'm going to get into is, I would have said this yesterday, but I didn't call, is these next nine games, now eight games, are going to absolutely show us kind of where we're at with the Pirates. I mean, Miami was missing four of their starting pitchers due to injury. The Nationals just aren't a good baseball team. So now we're going to kind of see where the rubber meets the road. And the other thing I'd like to politely disagree with a lot of people on is Jones has done great because his stuff's so good with the swing and misses, and I heard the StatCast stuff. But he keeps it with that shove-it mentality, and he keeps trying to pump it right down the heart of the zone. And these are big-league hitters, man. I mean, three or four of those guys a game are going to find the barrel hard just like yesterday, and they're going to put it over the fence. He can't just keep pounding the heart of the zone. He's got to start, you know, getting eye-level change, hitting spots, and doing things other than just saying, here it is, hit it.
No, I get that. I mean, he's also got to learn more how to become just a pitcher, not relying on that stuff, even though you have a great arm and a great velocity. It goes beyond that. And these guys are smart enough to know, they do enough video research and review that they'll figure out what your weakness is. And I think that's why Mitch Keller took so long to finally get it together, you know, over the years. Because it's not just coming down. And now, if you're Skeens and you can throw it 102 miles an hour by people, God bless you. Because then I don't know anyone can catch up to that. But you have to have something else when you don't have the location on that. So, but yeah, you have to be, though, encouraged, don't you, with the fact that you've seen two outings with this guy, and he looks like he's not at all intimidated at any level.
No, absolutely. I'm not disparaging him one bit. I mean, this kid's going to be special once he learns how to pitch. But, you know, the whole shove it mentality, I just want to shove it. You know, especially when the weather gets hotter, velocities get up, more guys see it. This is the big leagues, and they get books on you. You know, they're going to hit your mistakes regardless if you're throwing 99 or not. But, oh, I mean, a rotation of Skeens and Jones, and if they could have brought in one other gentleman I won't name, and then, you know, Martin Perez and Keller, that's a playoff rotation. There's no question about it.
Well, if they do what they're supposed to do. Steve, thanks for the call from Latrobe. Hopefully I'll see you on the links up there at some point. We got to take a break here. We're just getting started here. I'll look forward to it, especially the adult beverage part of that as well. Thank you. All right, 412-928-9370. Thanks to our sponsors, PNC Bank, make today the day. Ireland Contracting, Sports Call every night right here on the Fan and KDK+. Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, number one Cochran, go one better, shop in style, ride in style, at number one Cochran and Shendorovich and Fishman. 412-928-9370. Penguins play at one. Give me your take. Are they going to make it or not? Right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It's a hockey afternoon in Pittsburgh. The Penguins with new life. By the end of the day, they can actually be in the playoffs controlling their own fate. Bob Pompiani with you until 1 o'clock. Joel Nelson back at the Fan, and he is handling all the ones and the twos in your calls at 412-928-9370. The Penguins start today at 81 points. That's just one less point than you see from Detroit and Washington. They both lost last night. So did Philly. Everything the Penguins wanted last night happened. That's right. Buffalo beat the Flyers 4-2. The Flyers actually played the better game, I thought, but they couldn't beat them. Carolina came back. They were down 2-0 to the Caps. Jake Kensel, two goals. Carolina wins 4-2. And the Rangers beat Detroit, and the Red Wings have gone into a funk. This is not your Detroit team from 08-09. It's a younger team learning how to win. And they're stumbling right now. All these teams have really stumbled over the last 2 weeks, which has made it possible for the Penguins, with three wins on the road, to get into it. What do we expect today? Nedeljkovic, Joel, make sure you can double-check that with me, that he is in goal today. I think I missed Mike Sullivan's thing because we were up here, of course. But I would imagine it's Nedeljkovic versus Vasilevsky. In the meantime, let's go back to the phone lines at 412-928-9370. We have Bob in the car. What's up, Bob? How are you?
Hi, Bob. About 2 months ago, I kept basically calling whoever wanted to listen, and I was telling that why Sully does not put Nedeljkovic more in gold, because my experience was team was playing better in front of Nedeljkovic, period. And every time Nedeljkovic even had a good game, Jari was next. He was always there. And I really think the turning point was the fact that Nedeljkovic took over as a starter. You couldn't even dream of beating Rangers or Capitals or New Jersey. They couldn't even beat New Jersey for, like, how many years? To me, it is a very, very open and shut case. When you have a goalie that you trust, team plays, they battle. And we see that everybody is committed. And right now, we got where we want to be. And I tell you, this Penguins with Nedeljkovic, I think if they go, and because they have a strong teams in front of them, if they win out and they go to the playoffs, watch out, because they're in hot streak. And I really,
yeah.
Really,
hey Bob, think, I agree with that. You don't know how it is until you're getting hot at the right time of the year. It's true for a lot of sports. We've seen NC State in the men's Final Four now, and they got hot at the right time. Nedeljkovic, I'll say this: he's taking advantage of his opportunity. He will start today. That's confirmed. And why not? To me, if he continues, you just keep riding him. But his save percentage is at .908 for the season. It's been totally enhanced because of this most recent span, which is 5-0-1 and a .934 save percentage. So I thought the goaltending was not an issue. Listen, I'll say this, Bob. You can talk to me about goaltending, and yes, they're playing better in front of him, and he should start right now. But their power play was the reason they were where they were in the standings. Their power play was atrocious all year, and it has to be better, especially if they can catch fire now with a power play. Just imagine what they can do moving forward.
Yeah, as far as the power play, that's another thing that I could not understand why he basically put Malkin in the second power play unit, and it was just a mess because they were the first power play unit, and if they couldn't do it, there you go. The second power play, it was just you can't divide two your best players in the power play. That was a very big question mark. I know that everybody was talking Malkin this, Malkin that, but the main reason for power play was the fact that we put Carlson. And Carlson now he's very effective. Now he's playing very good. But just putting him instead of Letang, the fact that it was like a learning each other, it was not giving answers. Now power play is you have Malkin and Crosby playing with each other, and you see that they are making, as far as Jari, I tell you, everybody was saying, including you, that Jari was not a problem. In my book, Jari was a problem. Jari was not just a problem. It's not about the shutouts and all that. It is about the cohesiveness between the team and their goalie. And
right. And Bob, and not only that, it's about big games. And thank you for the call, man. I do appreciate it. But it's the big games, and he has not played well in the big games. That's been the thing with him. I'll be anxious to see if he does get an opportunity down the stretch or into the playoffs if they get there, if they have to play him. Because, listen, Nedeljkovic is what he is. He potentially is – with Carolina, he was rookie of the year material. But then all of a sudden, you know how the life of a goaltender goes. But they're riding him, and they should. This is the Mason Rudolph effect for the Penguins. Jari is healthy, got over his sickness, but he's not going to get back and go unless Nedeljkovic – doesn't play well, and when that happens, if it happens, I expect Jari to be back in goal just because they signed him. Sullivan is a pro Tristan Jari, and he should be. He's the guy who wanted him here more than anybody, and he got him here, so we'll see how it goes. However, next year with Blomqvist ready to bloom, I wonder what that means if Nedeljkovic continues this and just plays all the way through tremendous hockey and they do well in the playoffs. That will be a very interesting storyline to follow. Today, not only are the Penguins playing at 1 o'clock, they can put some pressure on the Flyers who play tonight at Columbus. Flyers, like I said, played a pretty good game last night, but they couldn't get by Buffalo. Buffalo's still alive in this, believe it or not. They've gotten hot at the end and taken advantage of these other teams faltering also. And then you have Nashville at the Islanders. The Islanders have gotten a second opportunity again because of all of this mediocre play, or less than mediocre play by the teams in front of them. It's going to go right down to the wire just the way you like it. In all sports. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. Let me know what you think. We are on until 1 o'clock, and then it'll be BetQL coming at you, College Game Day, with all these games. They will focus in on that. And at 3 o'clock, it's Dan Zangrilli with the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show, followed by First Pitch, Pirates and Orioles today. Bailey Falter on the mound against Tyler Wells, who's 6'9", big dude. That'll be today at 4 o'clock tonight over at Highmark Stadium. It's the Riverhounds at home against the Tampa Bay Rowdies. We'll be back with more. We got a Joel Nelson update. More calls on the way at 412-928-9370. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show. We're live in Nemacolin Woodlands Resort right here on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Busy day in sports, no doubt. Bob Pompeiani here along with Joel Nelson back in the studio behind the glass. 412-928-9370. The Fan and the Pirates want you to send in your opportunity to have them visit you for youth baseball and softball showcases. Parents and coaches, send an email, youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12 and under team. And 93.7 The Fan may make a trip and stop by your field. Details at 937thefan.com. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. As we continue here, today it's Nedeljkovic against Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay has been playing much better. Very interesting race for the Art Ross Trophy. Nikita Kucherov with 43 goals, and he's not the only one. Braden Point also has 43 goals. This team is very weird in the sense that they score a lot of goals, but, man, they've given up a ton of goals. A lot of these guys are minus players. The best guy on their team is their big defenseman, who's a plus 19, and you expect that from him every time he's on the ice because he's that good of a player. But getting back to Kucherov, 43 goals. He has 133 points. Nathan MacKinnon has been on fire. I don't think there's any other way to describe it. He and Connor McDavid both. When you look at the numbers, the last 30 games, MacKinnon has 57 points. That's almost 2 points per game. In the last 30 games for McDavid, he has 63 points. That's over 2 points per game. So right now it's Kucherov 133, MacKinnon 130, and then you have McDavid at 125. But there's still time left, and these guys get hot. Look out, man. They'll go right down the stretch. But Kucherov has something to play for, as does Tampa. Tampa comes in here 2 points behind Toronto for third in their division. So depending on how you look at matchups, they may want to match up with Boston, or maybe they don't. So Pittsburgh has Tampa Bay today. They have Toronto on Monday night. Two very tough opponents right off the bat here. While this is going on, as I said, you also have a situation where you have the Flyers in action on back-to-back games. They are looking at this Columbus team, which could be difficult. The Penguins have found that out, to be sure. Columbus is not an easy opponent right now. They're playing good hockey, and the Flyers are falling apart, and they need some good. You know, Carter Hart, their goaltender, has been out on leave because of this alleged rape charge that's been levied against him and several other players on the United States Olympic Junior Olympic team. So they're struggling, and there's no doubt they're falling apart, and the Penguins have taken advantage of that. The Islanders will be home against Nashville. Pittsburgh does have Nashville coming up. This is sandwiched between games with Detroit and the Islanders. Those are games the Penguins would love to win. Detroit is at home. The Islanders' final game of the year. It's at New York. In between, it's Nashville and Boston. So the Penguins have 4 of 6 at home as they go down the stretch. That should certainly help them as they try to get their way into the playoffs. And again, I've had people call here and say, well, don't expect the Penguins to do much in the playoffs. Why wouldn't you? If they do get in, they're going to be extremely hot, and they have a hot goaltender who's playing that way. Can it continue? It's not going to be easy, but you know, they have a lot of veterans, a lot of guys who've been down this. They want to win one more time. I wouldn't rule them out at all of any series. I think they can match up very well against the Rangers, and the Rangers probably don't want any parts of the Pittsburgh Penguins. Let's go out on the lines at 412-928-9370. We have Joe in Verona joins us here on the Bob Pompeo Show. What's up, Joe? How are you today?
Hey, Bob. How are you doing? Listen, I want an opinion from you. Not counting right-hand pitchers or left-hand pitchers. Sometimes that's overrated. Yesterday's game, when I seen the lineup, Swindell and McCutcheon, I like the both of them. But fourth and fifth, I really believe this, Bob, and they're going to do it. They have to. Cruz is going to be, I think, what you say, a superstar. He can run like a deer, so he's going to be hard to double. I'd definitely put him in the fourth spot against right and left. I know a little bit less against left. I'd put Connor Joe or McCutcheon at first because Connor Joe is really hitting in the ball. You can't cater to McCutcheon, who I love, and Swindell, who he hits a long ball, but like yesterday, they both popped up with first and third and both struck out twice, and that's tough. And not that, you know, I'm not complaining, but I just think they should move Cruz to fourth and leave him there.
Opinion. They might do that. They might do that, Joe, but I still wouldn't. I still think he has value at the top of the order because of the speed. Think he can do a lot of – I would put Davis batting cleanup.
Who would you put
that's my cleanup here. And McCutcheon is not going to play first base. It's going to be Davis for me eventually as a cleanup hitter. And then you're going to put Connor Joe, with Rowdy Tellez at first for the time being. That's going to be their first base platoon.
Well, I like to see Cruz for. That's me. That's just my opinion.
But well, anyway, I mean, he has the power to do it for sure.
Have a good day and go, right. Pens. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, hopefully that'll be a nice win today. And the Pirates will follow up at 4:05 as they take on Baltimore in game 2 of the series. Falter against Wells in that one. Baltimore's a really good team. I like what they've done down there, and it's really come together quickly, without a doubt. So good for the Orioles. And they're a team that they're in a very tough division, as you know, with Boston, with Tampa, with Toronto, and the Yankees. And to me, every year I look at that, I say that's going to be the best division in baseball. The Pirates occupy a spot in what may be the worst division in baseball, or at least one that doesn't expect to have a team run away with anything. And that gives them an opportunity here. Again, for those of you who missed it last night, Paul Skenes, 3 innings, complete control of everything. So far in 2 outings in AAA, he has 6 innings pitch, 1 hit, no runs, 11 strikeouts. He can't do any better than that. So he's on the cusp. We'll see what it is. If you're interested in Bubba Chandler, he was down in Altoona yesterday, 3 1/3. 4 strikeouts, 2 runs, and of course you know about Jared Jones, who I thought was the biggest takeaway from yesterday's game for the Pirates. He did well, and he looks poised. He looks like he can be up here for a while and hopefully one of the central pieces of their future when it comes to starting rotation. All right, one other note. Again, I'm going to tell you my Masters pick. I don't know why I'm waiting. It's too soon. It's difficult to pick any one of these guys. I told you I would do it by the end of the broadcast, so Scheffler has to get all the attention. I'm ready to say that Jordan Spieth is about to become a Masters champ. His game has been solid. He's knocking on the door. Sooner or later, he's going to break through that. Brooks Koepka, you can never say enough about him. He's got 5 majors already, although last year it looked like he was going to win the Masters until John Rahm took it away from him. So we haven't seen a lot of those live guys. You're going to see them coming up here next week at Augusta. There are so many good players. Brian Harmer's one of them, a lefty who's just a grinder. I'm going to go with Wyndham Clark, however. I just think he's had a really good start to the season. He is, when he's on his game, he's very difficult to catch if he gets a lead. He's sort of like Scheffler in a way. It's taken him a while to get better at this. Scheffler's kind of jumped at it a lot quicker. But Wyndham Clark is going to be my pick, I think. I may change by next weekend, but it's early. That's what I'm going to tell you at this point. Tiger Woods is going to play. Phil Mickelson is going to play. I have no expectations for Tiger whatsoever. Now, this is an unusual strategy, but he said he's given up sex in order to concentrate on golf. Now, I don't know. It seems like in his heyday, he was better when he was doing a lot of that. So, anyway, he's in the field. We'll see what happens with Tiger Woods. We haven't seen much of him at all. But that's going to wrap it up for us. Want to thank Matt Harkins first, and then Joel Nelson, who's sitting there right now. Joel, thank you very much. Appreciate it, as always. Going to get to the fan weather here, which is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at Sun Chevrolet, sunchevy.com. This afternoon, it's going to be sunny, clouds are kind of a mix there, and brisk. High temperature of 49 tonight, partly cloudy, low of 31 degrees. And this week coming up, you're going to see some 60s and maybe even a 70 degree temperature thrown in there as well. That is fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. I want to thank Nemecula Woodlands. I'm up here today to MC a dinner and a Q&A with Lee Trevino, the 6-time champion. He's 84. He looks great. He's given a lot of tips up here at the Golf Academy. So if you want to become a member, you can do that. Or if you're a guest, you also get some of these great things and perks they throw at you at Nemecula. And so I look forward to talking to the Mary Mex about his take on today's tour, the live thing, who he likes, and everything else involved in golf. But again, thank you for joining me. I always do appreciate it. Big day today in Pittsburgh. You got the Penguins and Tampa coming up at 1, the Pirates at 4 against the Orioles, the Riverhounds at home tonight against Tampa Bay Rowdies. That's all tonight on what would be a triple header of Pittsburgh sports. I'm Bob Pompiani, wishing you a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you Monday on Joe's show, and then next Saturday right here, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.